This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Let's go.
Aisling, not everything is about you. Do you realise sometimes when we're talking on the show, we're not talking to each other, we're talking to the people who are listening.
I know, but like I had like 1 second left and I was like, make an impact. So what happened at the end of the show, which you'll hear at the end of the podcast, is
Emma said, that bit in today. Oftentimes we cut out the last bit where we just say goodbye because there's not much in it apart from talking. Michaela's on the way and we'll catch you in the morning. So we, you know, but that was epic actually.
So embarrassing. And, we literally just stopped as well. So that's, I was like, record the podcast now so we can read.
Like if we had an extra second to play with, I would have been like, we need to keep talking about what just happened, but we need to address that in tomorrow's show.
So Emma says at the end of the show, have a good day. And I just go, you too, bye.
But like I wasn't talking to Aisling, I was talking to you listening.
Of course, either was I. I wasn't talking to Emma, like I don't know who I was talking to. It was just like when someone says happy birthday and you say you too.
Oh my God, stop. That was such a brilliant, awkward moment, wasn't it? Alright,
so
come on, Michaela's on the way. Have a great day.
You
and
too.
Then the last thing here on today's show is you too.
Oh, I'm such a fucking amateur.
Shut up. No, you're not. You're fucking class.
Sometimes. You're very amateur.
No, you're not. You're bloody brilliant. But it's just funny. So that's your second kind of faux pas of the week. Last Friday you had your epic on the telly.
Oh, yeah.
Where she basically told...
I told an astronaut that I'd go up to space if it meant I would survive and arrive home alive.
And bearing in mind these astronauts are about to go up to space.
Yeah.
Probably wasn't the best thing to say to
someone who's put
their life on the line for... space mission.
Yeah.
Anyway, there we are. Dave was sick today. We got a text from him at like 2 o'clock this morning. So wishing him well. Hopefully he's back on the show tomorrow.
Yes.
We'll definitely be here. Don't you dare.
No.
Don't you dare.
I'm absolutely well. Unless I die of embarrassment after that. I just
wanna wake up. Welcome to Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling. I think it's great. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Morning.
So poor old David Hammond's not here. He is down in the dumps with some kind of a flu.
Yeah, he's an L dose.
Did you notice that the message from Dave to say he wasn't coming in came through at 2 a.m.?
Yeah. And I actually woke up at, I think, 3:30.
Okay.
Just I needed to go toilet. And then I always just obviously checked the time. And then I saw a message in the chat that is Emma, Dave and Aisling. No yeah. Callum. Mm. And I went... this is a call-in sick if ever I saw one. And I was like, oh dear God, who's out? And then I checked. I was like, ah, it's grand, sunny day.
But it's funny, right? So I woke up this morning late, right? Much later than usual.
Yeah.
My alarm is obviously ringing away in the background and I just got used to it and didn't notice it. So I know exactly the moment I woke up because the first thing I did in my waking moment was text Callum, of course. I said, I've overslept, but I'm en route now. Apologies. And that was at 9 minutes past 6.
Terrible. The two of you is absolutely useless.
Oh, would you go
centers.
Away?
No, seriously.
Would you
like,
go away?
No, lads, the whole show today was planned by me. The whole show.
Really, Ash?
Yeah. Mm,
what's the first thing coming up on the show there?
I know you're
what's
doing.
What's the first song there?
No, you're doing something.
I thought so. Anyway, just about here. Then got dressed, ran downstairs. First morning of 2024 that there was a thick, icy blanket on the car. Yeah, like it was like, oh, forget about it. Go in and get some warm, lukewarm water.
Yeah, parboil the kettle, yeah, as someone said yesterday.
It was just typical, you know, the one day you're like, quick, gotta go. And I was like, okay, we've run into issue number one.
Yes, the weather's not playing
And it's
ball.
Funny, isn't it? Because it is such a frosty morning, but because there's no wind, it actually doesn't feel that cold. It's grand out there.
Oh, I thought it was nippy, you know?
Was it? Okay, I suppose you're walking through the elements, but just like because there's no like gusty wind, it doesn't really touch it the same way,
it's kind
you know?
Of like when you're wrapped up in your big coat, it's sort of nice.
Yeah, it's cozy.
Yeah.
Anyway, look, we're here. All is well.
We're here, guys. I've planned the show. It's all good.
Yes, yes. Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah. What's coming up there at 9:10?
Yeah. Something else.
I have not one, not two, but 3 stories about an individual on this morning's show.
Oh.
So, it obviously makes sense that we introduce you to... I do hate that.
I love it.
That's, yeah.
No, it's important that we mark these things.
Yeah. Well, I welcome you to Ed Sheeran Corner.
Lovely.
Lots going on in the news over the last few days about Ed Sheeran. And I presume there's every chance you probably are aware of one of the stories. And that is that Ed Sheeran pretty much crashed a Sky Sport interview with the brand new Man United manager, Ruben Amorim, over the weekend. Mm. He was being interviewed after United's 1-1 draw with Ipswich on Sunday. Now, Ed Sheeran is a massive Ipswich Town fan. He's very involved with the club and all the rest.
I think he funds
a lot of it, yeah. And he basically walked up to hug analyst Jamie Redknapp, but this was live on telly and it very much distracted from the new Man United manager's interview.
It's awkward.
It would very much give you secondhand cringe. And it kind of brought... what annoyed me even more, I suppose, was that if that was just a random fan, they would have been shoved away very quickly.
Oh, God, more than shoved.
But the fact it was Ed Sheeran, the interviewer kind of had to say, oh, hi, Ed, would you come back in a minute? We'll chat to you then. As in, you know, jog on, but showed him huge respect. Anyway, this is kind of how it went down. And like I said, secondhand cringe.
Try to find things about the players. We will need a lot of time to work out these things.
Ed Sheeran's come to join us. Ed, we're just chatting to Ruben Amorim, who may not want to talk to an Ipswich fan. But from an Ipswich point of view, it was almost perfect.
I love being back in the Premier League.
Really awkward, right? So there was calls on social media just being like, Ed, you're a big cringe bag. What are you out there, pal?
Fair play to her for immediately just being like, we're just talking to him now.
Yeah, do you mind?
Yeah, like television. I know you're Ed Sheeran, but...
Yeah, exactly. He went on his Instagram stories the following day saying, apologies if I offended Amorim yesterday. I didn't actually realise he was being interviewed at the time. I was just popping over to say hi and bye to Jamie. And then he described himself as a bit of a smell end.
Oh, okay, right. Essentially, not less. Oh, I actually kind of feel bad for him though with the apology.
Maybe he didn't realise they were live or something. He just wanted to say a quick hello to Jamie, but then the camera man or woman obviously just panics and pans to him because he's such an A-lister, and it just made the whole thing really awkward. Anyway, in other Ed Sheeran news, and speaking of Ipswich Town, it's been revealed that he helped to sign a player over the summer right before hopping on stage with Taylor Swift during the Eras tour. This is according to the club's chief executive. His name is Mark Ashton, and he claims that Ed Sheeran hopped on a video call to encourage a prospective new signing to seal his move to Ipswich Town over the summer. He said he jumped on a Zoom call with him at the training ground just before he stepped on stage with Taylor Swift, and hopefully that was the key part in getting the player across the line. He didn't name the player, but then interestingly, the day after Ed Sheeran and Taylor Swift were together on stage, that was on the 15th of August at Wembley Stadium, it was... one day before Sammy Smodix signed with...
Ah, Sammy Smodix!
Yeah.
Sorry, if I hadn't known you were talking about Sammy Smodix.
But this guy then afterwards went on to share a photo of him and Ed Sheeran together on Instagram. So not the biggest secret, I suppose.
That's funny. So he was obviously like, I'll only sign if I get a video with Ed.
Maybe, I don't know.
That's funny.
But the CEO saying Ed Sheeran is now officially part of our recruitment team. And he says he's like a local man and a global superstar all wrapped up in one, which is nice to hear.
Yeah.
Finally... Ed Sheeran news. This is the least glamorous story of all.
Okay.
He snapped up an office in London, making him now an office manager on his CV, which isn't very fun. £8.25 million he spent to secure it. His biggest ever commercial purchase, and it's likely to see city workers doing their jobs in an office that maybe, I'm sure they will know, but potentially don't know that is owned by Ed Sheeran.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
He now has £70 million of investment property held through his private companies, and a description of the new office. I don't know how it compares to where you work if you're listening, if you work in an office this morning. It says the building's refined design has great natural light.
Lovely.
Across an open plan arrangement. Fitted kitchenette, breakfast bar, bespoke glass phone booths, and meeting rooms, all finished to an exquisite quality, they say. I think that just sounds like any other random office block anywhere in Dublin, etc.
So Ed Sheeran is someone's landlord.
Someone's landlord, yeah.
That is
mad,
so
yeah.
Weird.
He owns, apparently at this point, 27 other properties in London.
Wow.
Including a £20 million house in Notting Hill and places in other very much sought after parts of London. And most of them are rented out as well.
Doesn't he have tunnels in his gaff?
He does in his own gaff, yeah, that lead him to his very own pub on his own land, I think. And he also, just to add to it, has a massive villa in Italy surrounded by vineyards. So that's 28 properties plus the office block, that's 29.
And he still can't get a basic social cue of not to interrupt an interview.
He just can't have it all, can he? You're on spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Paul Russell and Little Boo Thang.
Emma, I'm so sorry to interrupt you. I know it's terribly rude, but there is... robbery happening in this city, and it's time for one of these.
Oh, God.
It's been a while since we've done a Notions Alert on the show, and happy again. This is where we tell you about absolute price gouging daylight robbery happening in this city and in this country.
It's really bad, lads.
Yeah, and if you think maybe because you haven't heard one in a while, that's because things have improved. Think again. What I'm about to tell you is scandalous. And as always, the Notions hotline is open for any of your observations on 087 711 1038. We need ears on the ground at all times on this. So I was very excited a couple of weeks ago when I heard tell that there was a Christmas market coming to Smithfield.
Yes!
Complete with a massive Ferris wheel, ice skating, the works. I was even more excited when on Sunday evening I went to the cinema in Smithfield and saw said market on the eve of its opening.
Wow.
And it looked absolutely gorgeous.
Magical, I'd say.
Yes, it had the massive, massive Ferris wheel, had this like weird sort of German looking like house. Loads of gorgeous stalls, like a giant snow globe.
Around Christmas time, these Ferris wheels just pop up everywhere. There's one in Marley Park, like I say at the moment, for Wonderlights. Keep them.
Where are they hiding all year? That's another conversation.
That's another question. Where are the Ferris wheels all year round?
Are they
getting imported from Europe, or does everyone just have them like in sheds?
I've actually
keep
no idea.
Keep them up.
It's a fascinating topic. We'll look at that again.
Thank you.
But as this market opened on Monday, word started to filter through the Notions hotline that the prices were absolutely out of control. Okay, my brother's living in Smithfield at the moment, and he went and had a little look-see yesterday, and he was straight into the family group chat. Guess the price of the cheapest crepe at the market, says he.
Ooh.
Have a guess.
A crepe, literally a bit of flour and egg.
And I think of what a standard crepe should cost.
No more than a quid, really.
Literally.
But I know they'll probably add a bit more to it. I don't know if they're going to go that heavy. I'm going to say what they're charging. What, a fiver for a crepe, are they?
For the cheapest crepe, which I can only imagine is like lemon and sugar, bog standard, €10.
No!
For one crepe?
For one crepe.
Sugar and lemon.
Probably, yeah. Like, I would imagine it's more for Nutella or marshmallows or whatever.
No, sorry, but even just what's in a crepe?
Yeah.
It's a bit of egg and flour. It's a pancake.
Yeah, and milk. It's the cheapest of ingredients, yeah. A cookie, €10.
Jeez.
A spice bag, €16.
€16 for a spice bag.
I went onto Instagram. People are already moaning about it in the comments of some of the videos.
I understand why. Imagine if you brought your kids over.
Listen to this for kids.
Sorry now to talk about like kids. But like, honestly, no. At least doesn't like if you're a grown person, you're going on your own. Like, you know, but if you have kids going, I want a crepe, mom.
Of course. And
like,
obviously, they're going to want everything because it all looks so shiny and smells lovely and nice. A spin on the Ferris wheel will cost you €10. Per adult and per child. And they've given a lovely discount of €1.
€9
per child. Oh, come on.
And lads, get a grip. That's great. Now, that is nuts.
And like, it's
big. Sorry, hello, morning, Smithfield. Are you not meant to be like the coolest part of Dublin?
Yeah.
Sort it out.
So stingy. Surely you can get a hot chocolate for cheap, you might ask. €10.
No.
€10 for a hot chocolate.
For a hot chocolate.
According to people on Instagram, right? I hear stories of €10 for hash browns, €10 for loaded fries, €3.50 for a bottle of water.
What?
€16 for a chicken wrap.
Lads.
And I'm delighted that they're doing more things like this. We need more nice things to go to outdoors in Dublin. But like, don't rip people off. Actually, I'm actually being serious now. It's really annoying.
Really?
Isn't it?
It's really
Leave us
annoying.
Alone.
Like, honestly, what more can we do as people to, like, honestly?
I recommend going to a chipper nearby, getting a bag of chips, getting a bottle of water in
filling up your water
Tesco or whatever.
Reuse bottle.
And walk around and have a nice time
for
yourself.
For a fact. But, like, what else? If you're not buying, what are you doing? Just arsing around.
Yeah, floating around.
It's funny. I did a grocery shop the other day and my boyfriend Jack is from England and I was in a very cheap, like what's considered a cheap grocery shop.
Yeah.
I did my weekly shop and he was flabbergasted by the price of it.
It's so expensive.
Yeah. Can't get his head around it. He's like, what is going on around here? He bought a Galaxy bar the other day and that's what really set him over the edge. He was like, what are you talking about? Chocolate? It's just chocolate. What do you mean?
It's the little things that really get you.
That's what really gets you, yeah. And we just tap away and don't even notice sometimes.
I know.
It's like, this place is a joke.
That's why Notions alerts are so important, guys.
They are, guys. Okay, we're mad now. We're good. We're on spin.
Oh, I... Spin. Bully
Recharged.
Benson Boone and Pretty Slowly on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
I need to get all of his Instagram because my relationship's going to be in trouble.
I know, honestly. If you are a gay man or a straight woman and you haven't seen Benson Boone, go and do yourself a favour this morning.
God, he is amazing. Almighty.
He's just a stunning, stunning looking specimen.
He really is. Anyway, back to giving out. We were talking there about the Smithfield Christmas Market and how it's just opened and it's an absolute rip-off. Mm. It's a tenner to go on the Ferris wheel. Joke. Then we got a little bit sidetracked as to where are Ferris wheels in the year when they're not in festivals or in markets.
Just asking once, just popped up in Marley Park for Wonder Lights. I can see it from my house. I'm just like, where do the Ferris wheels go while you're keeping them around, guys?
Yeah, where was it 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And we've riled a few people up with these crazy prices in Smithfield, including Marius.
No wonder these Ferris wheels are hidden in the shed for the whole year round. Nobody is going on them. You would be bankrupt.
Exactly. We agree with you.
And we have to say that there were a few expletives aptly removed from that voice note by producer Kyle.
I understand. I think it's a €10, would you say, to go in the Ferris wheel in the new Christmas market at Smithfield?
Yeah. Crazy.
Time to joke, lads.
Joke. Joke shop.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
Ash, one more to say than that.
I was going to say, that should be in people's election manifesto. They're going to make Ferris wheels cheaper. But it's a bit late for that, isn't it?
It's
in 2 days' time.
Get it online today. Pronto.
Yeah.
7:32, just coming up on now. Emily, what's the story out there?
Good morning. Starting off on the M50.
Troubling news came to me yesterday. I was telling you on the show that I was very upset because I couldn't find my precious Clonakilty veggie sausages anywhere. Mm. They were only recently released and I've been absolutely obsessed with them. I wasn't quite myself.
Yesterday, no.
Just like a lot on my mind at the moment. I can't get the bloody Clonakilty veggie sausages for love nor money. I have checked 4 different shops and they're gone. And when I tell you they're the best veggie sausage I've ever had in my, 7 years of being a vegetarian.
Yeah.
It's affecting me.
You had a tough time on yesterday's show. You really were out of sorts over it.
And I was hoping that the messages would flood in with people saying where they could get them.
You very much used your platform for your own benefits yesterday.
It was entirely selfish, And that didn't really happen. And then enter producer Callum, who was heading to Big Dunn's yesterday.
Yes, on a Tuesday, I do a thing called Smoothie Tuesday. So I go to Stephen's Green, pick up some smoothies for the office. And then while they're making the smoothies, because there's about 7 being made, kill a bit of time and go downstairs to the Big Dunn's. And I looked around and I was like, I know that this Big Dunn's is kind of Aisling's local. So I thought I'll just double check just in case that she's missed them. Mm-hmm. And on the shelf, there was a space for the sausages. But then next to the space for the sausages, it says EO. L, I think it was, and I think that stands for end of line, which means I don't think they're stocking them anymore in Big Dunn's. But what I did do yesterday is I also went onto the Tesco app, and they've got a new feature where you can change stores and see what stores
have different
Tesco
items.
Have them in.
Yeah,
and I can't find them anywhere apart from Tesco Clare Hall.
No. No, producer Callum's leaving the studio. No.
No.
Why are you the favourite? He does such nice things for you.
No,
all the time.
He didn't.
Oh my God.
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't. He's walking back into the studio.
He has a box.
What's in there, Aisling? Oh my God.
16 vegetarian sausages. Wow.
Now, the issue is that they are.
She's hugging him.
They are dated today, so they all go out of date today.
Wow. You guys eat a lot of sausages.
You can freeze them. I checked that you can freeze them.
But is that the point? So Tesco Clare Hall, if they're going off today, that's it?
No. So then I checked the Tesco app again to see if they're in stock in Clare Hall, and they're now out of stock. So I bought the last ones.
The last two. And, that's what I mean.
And I checked their app as well to see if it's ranged anywhere else. There's like a couple left in Swords and that's it.
So these could be the last
ones. They could be the last ones.
That actually makes me want to cry.
So savour them.
You might have a sausage party today. You've 16 sausages to get through. You've 16 sausages.
I might have a sausage party, Emma.
No, but I mean, Aisling, you have to have them for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
Oh my God. This is a roller coaster of emotions.
Wow. That was cute, Callum. Oh God, are you all right? Can we move on now?
Yeah,
listening to
It Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
And all this week in our show, we are teaming up with Now. We're celebrating the launch of Dune Prophecy. It's essentially a brand new show set 10,000 years before the action that you see in Dune and Dune 2, which this is essentially a prequel series. And it's all about two sisters, they combat forces and they threaten the future of humankind.
Yeah, you can stream it with the Now Entertainment membership, a great one if you were a fan of the movies. And we have an annual Now Entertainment membership to give away, along with a €50 one for all voucher. You've been guessing the surname of a powerful sister duo.
Jordan's on. What are you up to this morning, Jordan?
Just bringing a baby to creche.
Ah, what age is the baby?
He's two.
Two, okay, and he's happy enough going off to creche, is he?
He's playing with his monster trucks in the back of the car.
Happy, yeah. Lovely.
Excellent. All right, Jordan, we want to give you this Now Entertainment membership and €50 one for all voucher. Give us the surname of Miley and Noah.
It's Cyrus.
It is absolutely Cyrus.
Well done. Good man, Jordan. Have a lovely day.
Brilliant. Thanks so much.
See ya. Bye, baby.
Bye, baby.
Bye.
Another chance for you to win with Now and tomorrow's show. We'll do that just before 9:30.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen.
I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave, and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. What's the story? Dave is sick today. Emma and Ash with you. Hope you're good.
Morning.
A few colds and flus knocking around, isn't there? It's
a bit of that.
And it happens, I suppose, when it's absolutely freezing outside. So,
yeah.
Yeah, stay warm and don't put any boiling water in your car, but put some lukewarm on because I got caught this morning and, oh God, it took ages to defrost.
That is a good PSA to give people this time
in
the morning.
If you're hopping out a bit. Yeah, you might
get a few more minutes.
Yeah, totally.
Needed.
Right. Ashton, I have something to tell you.
Yeah?
And I'm not sure how you're going to feel about it. But you did something last year over the summer with your boyfriend Alex.
Yeah.
And it made me very envious because I just thought, wow, what a weekend. What a brilliant thing to do.
What a team.
What a great little activity to do together. What banter. How Irish and patriotic you must have felt.
Yeah.
I'm talking about your trip to the Gaeltacht in Donegal.
Oh, yeah. That was an amazing weekend.
Remind me of that again. Just the ins and outs of it were that I never even knew there was Gaeltacht situations for adults.
Yeah, my mum had gone to it when she was like trying to be a teacher, but they do adult courses. And we went on the Maybank holiday weekend for Alex's birthday. And yeah, you just do like classes in the morning and the afternoon, then the evening you go to the pub. And it's in a beautiful village.
And so for context, Alex, being an American man, didn't have any Irish. So
no.
You would have said you went to different classes.
He was doing Duolingo Irish, so it was a good way for him to practice in the real world.
Yeah, well, Christmas is coming up and I bought the exact same gift for my boyfriend Jack.
Are you serious?
Exact same, yeah. I'm doing it on Paddy's weekend and I can't wait, and I totally copied you and I'm sorry, and I'm going to make friends with the Ban on Tees more than you, and I'm going to be a real local in this village in Donegal that you think you are, and I'm really sorry that I copied you, but it's a great idea and
I
can't wait.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not. I'm booked, yeah. I can't
wait.
Oh
my God.
So if you want to come, it's the weekend of Paddy's weekend I'm going, and
I'm free.
I'm now inviting you to the place that you introduced me to.
Thank you ever so much.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
For inviting me back to my home.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I can't wait.
Is he learning Irish or is he going to have to start?
He's going to have to start now, I suppose. Are you annoyed with me?
Not at all.
Really?
I'm delighted. I'm spreading the good word about Idris Gael and Glencolum Kill.
I was about to say, I didn't know how to pronounce it. Idris Gael.
Idris Gael,
Idris Gael. Very good. Yeah, absolutely buzzing. Thanks for the inspo, gal.
Have a great time.
Call yourself an influencer.
Spins Fully Charged with Now.
Gigi Perez and Sailor Song here at Spin. We've got some news for you. In case you're not aware, the Girly Quiz is a game we play every Thursday on the show for the last couple of years. We test Dave on girly things, and we've been playing it for the last 2 years. Last week, we announced big news. It was kind of obvious. Why didn't we think of this earlier?
I know.
We're creating a board game, a girly quiz board game, and it'll be there for you to pick up just in time for Christmas.
Yeah, this is so cool. It's going to have all the classic girly quiz questions that you've loved over the last 2 years, plus a brand new truth or dare feature that'll be loads of fun for you to play with your family or your pals, your colleagues over Christmas. And loads of those came in as suggestions from you as well, which
is brilliant.
Class.
Yeah.
The board game is gone, okay? It's gone to print.
Yeah.
The proofs have been sent off. And it looks really well, and we're going to let you know when and where you'll be able to pick them up in the coming weeks. But yesterday, we got a very special delivery of some board game pieces.
Yes, the elements, I suppose, that you'll need to move along the board, etc.
Yeah.
I presume there's dice in there. I don't know what else. We haven't had a look in here yet, but we are very excited. And I know that unpacks are very fun when you can see them on Instagram. But let's just get an audio vibe of a feel of this bag.
Yeah, this is how the bag sounds. I'm sure you'll be interested to know.
If you were to shake it, is there like... a lot of moving parts.
It's fairly tightly packed, but yeah, there's a lot going on. I had asked, could we have counters with our faces on them, but we were told that is too expensive.
That's okay. That's fair enough.
So I'm not expecting much from
this. No, I also worries me that we're doing hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of board games and all the elements are in one bag.
Yeah, that's slightly concerning because this bag is like probably the height of my head.
Yeah.
It's not that big. I don't have a big head. Anyway, all right, first thing out. Ooh. Do you want to catch?
Yeah, counters are in there.
Counters. Oh, she did not catch, reader.
Why couldn't we just make all the counters for the moving parts pink? It is the girly quiz, after all.
Because then you wouldn't know who is who on the board.
Very good point.
That's a good point. Well made, yes. Producer Colin.
That's not the first person who asked me that.
That's why he's the board game maker. Okay, so these counters look like pawns in chess.
Yes, and they're all multicolored, so you know which counter you get.
But there's many colors, and I think only four counters per box, so
yes,
you won't get every color.
Oh!
Can I say something? They're a bit cheaper, aren't they?
Yeah, everything that we've ordered has come from Temu, and that is not a lie.
No way.
Yeah. That's the first
you absolute cheapos.
Why? The board game part's from Temu.
Yeah, the board game isn't coming from Temu. That's coming from a very reputable design company. But all of the pieces, we have gone like scrimping and scraping.
Sorry, the glamour
Temu.
Of the board game versus the parts, like they're very much at odds with each other.
Ah, yeah.
Anyway.
That's part of the, love of it.
That's all right. So we've got like four bags of cheap counters.
Yeah, I think we need a lot more because there's like 80 to a bag and there's only five bags.
If you're ordering from bloody Temu, you better hurry up with that.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of counters, but there's only like a few small bags of dice. Will I produce the dice?
We ordered dice.
I think we ordered like 500 dice.
500 dice? Yeah. Well, that would be like massive.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's wrong, Ash?
Sorry.
What's wrong?
These dice are for mice.
What?
No, guys, these dice.
What's wrong?
Is this intentional?
No.
What's happened? I can't see. What's going on?
Sorry, these dice are smaller than my baby fingernail.
No.
No, these dice are ridiculously small.
No, sorry,
small.
That is a Temu dice if I've ever seen one. Are these from bloody Temu as well?
They are. But
guys,
so
you can't be ordering this stuff from Temu.
I didn't have any say in the dice. So our marketing girl, Lucy, was like, oh, do you know what? I found some really cute pink dice because obviously pink, the colour pink, girly, everything like that. Shall I order some? And she sent me a screenshot. And I was like, yeah, they look great. And in fairness, they look real.
Well, they are dice. I can confirm.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw you a dice, but like once it enters,
I can't see it.
Once it enters,
don't
the
throw
airspace,
them away. We don't have enough.
Sorry, just for context, I'm going to hold this dice up to my baby fingernail, and I can exclusively reveal that I'd say you could fit two of these dice. If these aren't going to work, guys.
These are okay. I think eight of these dice would make up the size of a normal dice.
Yeah, I'd say if you just layers them, you'd get the normal dice.
How do you get the size of a dice from? Dice are just
Can we get Lucy on the phone, please? Lucy made bits of this. I realise that we've been excited about this. We can't be giving out.
Can we get a sound effect of the dice hitting the table? I don't even think you'll be able to hear it.
Okay, one sec. Ah, lad. I'm actually going to bend my microphone right down onto the table to see if you can hear anything, right? There's no weight in these things. Ready? This is pathetic. Can we get Lucy on the phone? What's she after doing here, lads?
No, it's ridiculous.
No, we can't. We can't.
No, this is lovable. It's all part of it.
I actually think this makes the war game even more unique.
It's actually quite endearing, isn't
it? With the tiny Temu dice for mice.
Yeah, the dice for mice.
We'll put up an Insta video which shows the dice for scale against
other
objects.
I'm kind of coming around to them. They are cute.
It's literally so small.
You wouldn't get this in Monopoly.
Small.
Guys, I don't want you to be put off. You listening? The girly quiz board game looks class.
This is like half.
What's
smart.
Inside it is rubbish.
Half a minstrel.
The questions are great. The fun will be had. But
there might be a dice in there.
You need to get a pair of glasses looking at the dice. That's all we're saying.
Morning.
I need your help this morning. Maybe you listening. Give me a handout as well. I need ways to break into a church.
Oh, what?
Yeah. I'm under a bit of pressure at the moment. So Other Voices is the festival that happens in Dingle every year around this time.
Yeah.
And it's a very cool festival by all accounts. I've never made it there before. I've talked about this in the show. I just never got myself organised. And because Dingle has it's lacking in accommodation options, that's what kind of keeps it small and unique and cool. But like I've heard from people over the years who've gone that they were in a pub in Dingle and Sam Fender was in the bathroom when they were in the bathroom. And Sigrid loves to pop up and just...
Yeah, she loves going there.
She seems to love it as well.
It looks so good.
Griff has popped up over the years as well. And aside from that, it's just a great weekend in Dingle by all accounts. And I love a festival. I love music. I love Irish artists and stuff. And there's actually so many on the lineup this year. People who I haven't even come across yet. So I'm really excited to like check out some new artists and stuff. So
yeah.
I'm really looking forward to it. There's four of us heading down on Friday. But the big thing, when I've always heard from friends who've been to other Voices, is this whole idea of getting into the church. So there's different events and you pay your money and you buy tickets for this music trail of like different artists you can see across the town across the weekend.
Okay.
But the big thing that is not ticketed and is only given away via competitions and stuff to make it fair is the church. So in essence, Other Voices is kind of a filming exercise for RTE. So they're filming what's going on in the church of these artists.
I've seen like a lot of their gigs.
For a TV show.
On the telly,
number one, the reason they don't sell them is because it mightn't be the perfect viewing for you because they're trying to strive for perfection in terms of what they're filming.
Mm-hmm.
It could be kind of interrupty for you if you're there as a viewer and you've paid your money, for example.
Okay.
That's number one. Number two, it's just not fair. Like, they want everyone to have an equal opportunity to get into the church. But over the years, some real heavy hitters have played in the church, like Dermot Kennedy in recent years as well. For over a decade, James's church in Dingle, it's had the likes of Amy Winehouse.
What?
Yeah, Little Sims, Sam Fender, Fontaines DC, Hozier, Arlo Parks, you name it.
So okay? Cool.
This year, it's going to host the likes of Maverick Sabre, Lisa O'Neill, Wonder Horse, and I just have a feeling with Other Voices that magic happens and people just show up that aren't actually on the lineup.
Yeah, I feel like that always happens there, yeah.
So essentially, I need to get into the church. It's Wednesday.
You haven't won any competitions, I take it.
I wouldn't win an argument. Yeah. Never mind a competition. I win nothing. I've actually never won anything.
Really?
No, never. So that's not gonna happen. So I have some ideas of how I might get away with getting in. I don't care about the other three I'm with. I'm out for my own here. They can do their own things.
You're putting in the effort.
I don't care. It's every man or woman for themselves getting into this church. So I was thinking, what if I was just to arrive on Friday dressed in robes and insist I'm an altar server and I have to practice on the gongs for Sunday's mass?
Yeah.
But I just don't know how to come across convincing. I have been an altar server when I was a child,
well,
so
then
I know how to do the gongs. I was thinking if I just had a Bible in hand, how can you stop a woman getting into a church who's carrying a Bible?
Very difficult to do
that. I think
that's
really unfair.
Yeah.
And
if
I had rosary beads around my neck, donning them.
Yeah.
You can't stop a woman carrying a Bible.
That's a good one.
If I brought a paddling pool, filled it up somewhere around the church saying I'm doing free baptisms.
That might get you into a bit of trouble.
Maybe. It sounds a bit dodgy to me. I'll write it.
I'd say of the three, it's kind of the least.
Weakest. Yeah. Hide under a priest's robe and just crawl under. Maybe.
I like that one.
That's fun.
Yeah.
If I just limp into the church and say I'm looking for a miracle.
Oh, brilliant.
any other ideas? I don't know.
I feel like the easiest one would probably be to like go to the closest mass that is on before the whatever gig you're trying to get to.
Yeah.
And then when everyone's leaving,
hide.
Filter yourself into the confession box, get tucked up for the night, and then just once the gig takes place, out you come.
I think that's a really good idea. I'll keep you updated, but I am determined.
Get into that church.
My first Other Voices, I need, like, I've never ever in my life wanted to go to a church. Never mind this badly.
Yeah.
I need to get in there. I'll keep you updated. Here's Hozier and Too Sweet. He couldn't even pop up this weekend. I don't know. You're on Spin. Hozier and Too Sweet. This is your number one hit music station, Spin 103.8. I was just telling you, I'm heading to Other Voices this weekend. If you're not aware of what it is, it's basically a festival in Dingle. I've never been. I've always been excited to go. It just strikes me as somewhere that's quite magical and great crack with loads of brilliant artists popping up across the weekend in different locations. But the big venue that people vie and try to get into is the church. James's church in Dingle has played host to the likes of Amy Winehouse, Sam Fender, Little Sims and more over the last however long Other Voices is going on. It's where you really want to be.
Yeah.
You can't buy tickets first. It's all competitions and stuff to get in order, like, for fair play.
Yeah.
But not a chance will I win anything, obviously. So I've been trying to think of creative ways to break into a church on this morning show, including just carry a Bible. How can you stop a woman carrying a Bible get into a church, or dress in robes and insist, listen, I'm just an altar server. I need to practice my gongs for Sunday morning.
I'm just a little altar boy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, the people have come to your aid, Emma. Mark got in touch and said, high viz and a ladder under your arm will get you in. anywhere.
That is actually so true. I've heard countless success stories of people breaking into big music festivals like Glastonbury and
stuff. Really?
Once you have a high viz on, lots of people just don't stop you.
That's so funny.
So true.
We got a voice note in from Myra as well.
Ah, Emma, would you not just rock on up to it with your Spin 103.8 ID badge and say you're here with the press? Surely that would get you in.
I don't think we have that pull and dingle, do
yeah,
we?
Yeah, I think in Kerry they go, I don't know what you're about here. Suzanne says, say you've booked the church to get married there and you've travelled to take photos for it and your friends could be a bridesmaid and get the wedding party in as well.
That's a smashing idea.
Yeah, basically dressed up as a bride. And then Aggie says, Emma, get an older woman disguise. No one will stop a granny from getting into a church.
So true.
It's a great
How
point.
How dare you? Yeah.
Okay, and Hosier is going to see you dressed up as an old woman if he's there.
I'll take it.
Yeah,
I don't think I think at this point I've realised I don't have a chance with Hosier, so it's okay. I'll move on.
Morning. There's a bit of a stalemate happening in my house at the moment.
And what's a stalemate? Sorry, you have such good words.
Oh, it's just kind of like an issue we can't get over.
Right.
We can't agree on. And at this stage, it can only be solved by the listeners of Fully Charged.
Classic, yeah.
So I'm going to tell you this story in as balanced a fashion as possible. And over on WhatsApp, 0877111038, afterwards, I need you to tell me who you think is in the wrong. My boyfriend, Alex. Or me.
Who's actually. In the wrong. Okay.
Yeah. So reserve your judgment until you hear all the facts. So I'm going to London at the weekend. And yesterday we pulled down my suitcase from the attic just to have it ready to go. And it reminded me of the damage that had been inflicted upon my suitcase when we were in Mexico a mere month ago. So we were packing up to head to the airport. We were heading home. So we kind of collected a lot of shite along the way on the trip. So the bags were a bit more snug than they were on the way over. And Alex had a suitcase and I had a suitcase, okay? I packed mine, he packed his. And when everything was in my suitcase, without my knowledge, Alex started to zip up my bag because most likely I was running late and still getting ready, as generally happens in this relationship. And in zipping up my bag, he zipped the bottom of the bag first.
Right.
Then stood the bag up on its wheels and zipped up the side of the bag. At this point, the seam of the bag split.
Ooh, sugar. Okay.
And I love my suitcase. Okay. It's lilac. It's stunning.
It's lilac.
It's an important fact.
Mm.
This is Alex's side of the story. Alex claims that I am a poor packer of bags. Why is there a Birkenstock jammed up against the edge of the zip?
Okay.
My side is, granted, he is better at packing bags than me, but why would you zip a bag upright? A simple sitting on the lid of the bag and zipping it while you're sitting on top of it.
And rotating around with the zip.
Would have done the trick.
Absolutely. And all around the world on the bag. Yeah.
Alex claims you should need to sit on the lid of a bag if it's packed properly. By needing to sit on the lid, you're already creating a risk environment for rippage. I say he should have got his filthy mitts off my bag from the start and let me zip it up myself. Okay. These are the two sides to the story. I'm trying to be pretty impartial here.
So is this a row reignited last night when you realised that your bag is no good anymore?
Yeah, because I
said... Is it usable?
It is, because it's sort of a seam that I think it's like, it's not going to rip open.
I got you.
But it's dangerous. I think it's risky, you know?
You're in risky territory with your lilac suitcase as a result of this.
I am, and I love this bag so much, okay? So when we took it down yesterday, I said, there's a rip you did on my suitcase. And he went, it wasn't my fault. It was the Birkenstock. It was the way you packed it. And I said, why would you pack a bag standing up? And the whole thing went on again.
Right.
For another 20 minutes. So I said, look, the only way to solve this is take this to the people of Dublin. They will decide. They are the kind of all-knowing...
Jury.
Yeah, the jury. So, 087-711-1038.
All we need is a name here, okay?
All we need is
you
a name.
You don't need to explain your theories or your reasons. Just based on what you've heard, who was in the wrong?
Who was in the wrong? Alex or Aisling? Alex for zipping the bag upright, Aisling for packing the bag poorly.
Is he listening right now?
Probably not.
Does he know this is happening this morning?
He will find out the result.
Okay. Okay, Alex or Aisling in a WhatsApp, please. You don't need to do any more than that. 087-711-1038.
Who is in the wrong? Alex or Aisling?
What do you think, Jay?
Alex is in the wrong.
Alex is in the wrong. Yes.
Yeah, he should have minded his own business and left the bag alone for Aisling to do herself.
Thank you very much.
Good point, Jay. I'm with you. Well, obviously I would be, but...
Jay has added that he needs to replace your bag with a new one.
think a new bag should be bought?
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
As that's compensation.
I think that's absolutely excellent. Thank you, Jay. You've given more than I could ever wish.
Bye, Jay.
Cheers, bye.
See ya.
Talk to you later. 087 711 103 is our number. Who was in the wrong, Alex or Aisling? John was on.
To be fair, there'd be no need for an argument. If you were just ready, Aisling, in time to pack and zip up your own bag. Let's be honest. Call a spade here.
All right, John.
Not quite the question we were asking, John.
Yeah, you don't need to get into the semantics of what was going on, John. A simple Alex or Aisling would have done. Thank you for your opinion.
Mantas, who do you think was in the wrong here?
Aisling.
Oh, me? What the hell, man?
Yes.
Why?
It shouldn't rip when you zip.
It shouldn't rip with the zip. Your okay. bag was overpacked, Aisling, I think Mantas is saying. You don't agree with people, you don't like bad packers, Mantas, no?
No, and I pack my bags and never break.
All right, fair okay, enough, fair enough, fair enough. God, you sound like my dad.
All right. Mantas.
Talk to you later, Mantas. All right, also standing by there is Anna. Anna, who do you reckon was in the wrong here?
Oh, definitely Alex. I am an Aisling.
You are an Aisling?
I'm just saying. Every single time my suitcase doubles.
And you just sit on the lid and you zip around and it works grand, doesn't it?
Exactly. And maybe you can sit your boyfriend on the lid as well, so.
Yeah, if it needs extra weight.
Yes, absolutely.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Thank you very much. You get me.
Do you feel that he needs to go a step further and compensate her for breaking her bag?
I would say so, with an even nicer suitcase.
Yeah, great point. Think of that one.
Anna, thank you.
Bye, have a good day.
You too. All right, where are we at? We need to figure out, based on your votes, you said, Aisling, you would take it on the chin if the people of Dublin decided that you were in the wrong, and Alex has to suck it up and walk around with his head hung low and his tail between his legs if he is in the wrong. Producer Callum.
Yes, I have the results. I realised when I wrote your names down, I normally just use your first initials, but you both used the initial A, so it was very hard to differentiate. Yeah.
Extremely difficult task you had at hand.
Yes, so I had to write your full names.
Oh, God, oh, I'm gross. So sorry for that.
Okay, the votes are in. It's 64-36%.
Oh, God, two-thirds.
And I can reveal that the person deemed to be in the wrong, so therefore is in the wrong, is...
scared.
Alex.
Yeah! We do it. Read it and weep, bitch. Oh, love it. Thank you very much. I knew you would come through. Whatever, 34%.
I think
your numbers have been blocked.
As Jay said this morning, he needs to mind his own business, that lad.
He does.
Keep his mitts off your suitcase. What?
Leave me alone. Delighted. We're ready to go. It's showtime. Body charge to Emma, Dave, and Aisling. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Good morning to you. It is 3 minutes after nine. Hope all is well.
Morning. There is a David Hammond-shaped hole in the studio in the show today. And you may or may not remember that back at the start of the year, poor old Dave took a couple of sick days, just like he had to do today. Mm. And that is absolutely fine with us. That is legitimate. You shouldn't come in when you're sick. But if you don't, we will take the bleep out of you.
Yeah.
Take the mic out of you. So back at the start of the year, somebody on Twitter set up a very funny Twitter account called Where is Lorraine? And it was tracking the amount of days that the presenter, Lorraine, presents her own show called Lorraine over on ITV. And when Dave took a couple of sick days at the start of the year, Emma, you were off. So I was actually left on my own for 2 days.
I remember this. I think I was in the Highland with my mum at the time. And then David called in sick. Naturally, if someone calls in sick on a three-person show, no biggie.
Yeah.
But it's not nice to be on your own, I don't think.
Well, it was scary, but I was fine. So, but in both of your absence, I set up a Twitter page called Where is Dave? And we got everybody to follow it.
I don't think I follow this.
It's at Where is Dave 2, and we'd love another surge of followers today in honour of Dave's fourth sick day. And the photo that we've used is quite funny. It's a photo of Dave doing a peace sign, and for every extra sick day that he takes, we add another finger.
So
on his third sick day, it was like a peace sign but with three fingers, and now it's got four fingers, so he looks like a sort of an alien.
Okay,
on it.
Where is Dave is in the number two follows, because there must be an account already taken.
Where is Dave is a very popular handle. So at Where is Dave 2, you will see the post there marking Dave's fourth sick day. We would love a surge of followers to this, just to really freak Dave out.
Wow, there's another finger on his hand. Now he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 fingers and a thumb.
He does.
That's
he does.
A lot. Wow.
It's funny.
It is funny.
Funny is what it is.
I've never seen this before. Well done. There's 3 posts on the page and somehow 136 followers.
Yeah, people That's came through the last time, which was great. And I know people are moving over to Blue Sky and all the rest, but here is a corner of Twitter that is just a little bit of light.
And the one person that Where Is Dave account follows is RT News.
I think we did that on purpose.
That's really weird.
I think we were like, who'd be funny to follow? And then RT News popped up as a suggestion. We were like, hello.
Okay, get over and get following the page. His handle is Where Is Dave 2.
Yeah.
And tweet him a load of abuse, because I don't think there's anything wrong with him.
Yeah, just keep tweeting that Where Is Dave 2.
I'm only joking.
Yesterday, I had a bit of an adventure in a taxi. I was on the telly again.
All right. How many times are you going to go on the telly on a weekly basis?
I don't know. No, I was on the 6 o'clock show once again to talk about I'm Celebrity, and that's not really the point. It's just that I had to get a taxi out to Ballymount, where Virgin Media is. And I got that taxi from town. And I wasn't stressed in the taxi because I wasn't paying for the taxi. But the taxi took an extremely long time. The journey from town to Ballymount should take about 30 minutes. But I got in the taxi at about 25 past 4. Mm. And I got out of it at about 20 to 6.
What?
It took an hour and 15 minutes.
What?
Yeah, because the traffic. But also because of what happened as soon as I hopped in the taxi. And the driver said, I actually have to stop for petrol. Do you mind?
You're joking.
No. He was like, I'll turn the meter off, obviously. And I was like, well, actually, I don't care.
I've done that before, actually, at one time many, many years ago. And it's grand, yeah.
It was actually quite funny.
Yeah.
So I was in a bit of a rush getting ready before I headed off in the taxi.
Classic.
And the taxi arrived early, so I ended up having to get in without any of my bits done. But I brought my makeup bag, so I was like, look, I'm going to be in this taxi for a while. I'll get the hair and makeup done in the back of the car. Mm. And the driver was very keen to help me out with that task.
In what way?
And we quickly started chatting. So he was like looking back, and I had like my phone torch shining in my face along with, and then looking into a mirror because it was dark. And he was like, he's kind of looked back a few times, and then he was like, do you want the table? Do you want the table? And I was like, the table? And then he flopped down like a little table from the seat in front of me, right?
Right.
And then I was like, this is actually a really cool car. And he goes, yes, it's the only one in Ireland. I imported it from Japan myself. Right. It was like a mad Toyota car.
He's just absolutely thrilled that someone can finally put use to the table.
Yeah. He's like, it has 2 tellies, and it had like a big screen in the front, and then it had a telly that was stuck to the roof that you could pull down and watch telly in the back of the car. It was unbelievable, right? Anyway, we stop off for petrol, and he's like, do you want anything in the shop? Actually, grand, thanks. Just wouldn't mind getting to Virgin Media at some stage. And as he was filling up the tank, I was there putting my makeup on, and he kind of taps on the window and he starts pointing to the roof and he's like, the light, the light. He's signalling for me to turn the light on in the back of the car so I don't have to use the torch shine in my face, which again was very, very nice. He got back in the taxi and we started on our long journey, and he offered me some popcorn that he had bought in the shop.
That was nice.
You want popcorn? And then we talked about how popcorn was the perfect snack when you're hungry but you don't want to ruin your dinner.
Yeah. I'd actually wholeheartedly agree with that statement.
Yeah, it was brilliant. And then he asked me if I'd ever been to India because he was from India, and we started chatting about India. And he asked me, had I ever had the sweet or heard of the sweet called pan? This is some sort of Indian delicacy that they have after dinner. And then he said, in his first time in 15 years being outside of India, he found pan balls in a shop. So like
Class.
A box of these pan sweets yesterday. And he said, I bought 10 boxes. And then he said, you want one? And before I knew it, I was eating a pan ball in the back of a taxi.
Delightful. What are they like? Are they nice?
Very aromatic.
Beautiful.
It was sort of like a Malteser, but inside was like lots of spices. But it was nice.
Delish.
Sort of minty, sort of like, yeah, like spicy, cinnamony.
Good for him.
It was cool. The rest of the journey consisted of him showing me pictures of his kids, of his dog, of his extension that he's getting on the house. I saw every view of CCTV that he has on his house.
Brilliant.
And then when I was getting out of the car, he said, if you ever want to go to India, I'm going back next October if you want to come.
What? I love him. I love him. Can I go to India with you and him?
Yeah, absolutely. Honestly, I think everybody's welcome.
I want to go and eat the pan balls with him.
I think we can all go. He said we could stay in his house.
I love him. We'd be so safe. All that CCTV. Class. Wow. I love him. You're on spin. Aisling, a few months ago when you were away, we were talking about Billboards, the American Music and Entertainment Company.
Yeah.
They famously kind of run the American music charts, and they've been this year doing a big thing, a big task, counting down what they consider the top 25 pop stars of the 21st century.
Oh, cool.
Okay. So basically from the year 2000 up until now. So 24 years worth of artists, music, you know, trailblazers in the scene, etc.
You think they would have held off till next year when it's like a quarter 25. Of the century?
I suppose, though.
24.
Does it kind of...
They clearly had no activation for 20, the end of the
20, 21, 22, 23, 24. That is 5 years. So by the end of this year, it'll be 5 years since... Do you know what I mean? So it is
so
the 25.
True.
So I think that's what they were doing.
Okay.
Anyway, they were kind of staggering out their revelations.
Oh, cool.
So they say would announce like 10 and then the next 10 and then the next 15 or whatever. So this caught my attention. And when you were off, Dave and I were kind of predicting the top five because they'd counted down until that point.
Okay.
And the last part left was the top five. So we were kind of going through on the show who had already been announced by them.
Mm.
And then we kind of had our own predictions of the top five. I know you've had a quick look at who's already been announced. With that in mind, who would you predict in the top five?
So I actually haven't looked at anyone who's been announced.
Oh, well,
so
there you go.
Okay, there may be some crossover, but I just picked who I think the top five are.
Okay.
In general. I'm going to say five, I'm going to give to Britney okay. Spears. Four, Rihanna. Three, I'm going to say Ed Sheeran. Two, Taylor Swift. One, obviously, Beyonce.
Three, Ed, you said?
Three, Ed. Two, Taylor. One, Beyonce. And I don't know what the other... Whatever.
Yeah, if they were 90 in there already, or whatever. Grand. Okay. So look, when we predicted our top fives a couple of months ago, you were off. This was Dave's predictions of the top five.
In fifth place, I'm going Snoop Dogg. Fourth place, Rihanna.
Okay, who did you have for three?
Drake. Number two, I have gone for Queen Bee herself, Beyonce. Taylor is my number
one. She's dominated. Okay. Here's what I said. I put at number five, Kendrick Lamar. I said fourth place, Lady Gaga. I've gone Harry Styles at three. I've gone Rihanna for number two. My number one is Taylor Swift as well.
Okay. Forgot about Gaga.
Yeah,
really
it
forgot
is.
About
very
Gaga.
Hard.
She's absolutely in the top
hard.
Five.
And obviously because we know who is there already, we knew that Gaga hadn't been announced
yes,
yet, say
okay.
for example, so we had a little bit of an upper hand. So shall we find out the real top five?
Let's do it.
In at number five. Lady Gaga at number five, not four, as I predicted. Billboard saying that Gaga raised the bar for all facets of pop superstardom while her continued evolution has kept her vital into the 2020s. I actually heard her new song this morning on the way into work. It's such a banger. It's really after growing
she's so
on me.
Good.
She's class.
She's absolutely deserving of
so
the top five.
Tick for me, none for you or Dave there, but at number four. I need a
one dance. Oh, wow. Didn't expect that.
I have so much loyalty to Kendrick Lamar and naturally they're feuding at the moment. But that is a tick for Dave. He had Drake in at number three.
He did.
Whereas I had kind of said Kendrick Lamar, but he still might show up. Drake, I think that is totally fair. He bagged a massive 13 number one singles and 13 number one albums only between 2010 and 2023. In 13 years, 13 number one singles and 13 number
five,
one albums.
Though. I don't know. Anyway, go on.
That is a tick for all three of us.
Yeah.
Rihanna in at number three. And they're saying that she established herself as one of the most consistent hit makers, glamorous icons, and trailblazing figures in modern pop history. If she just released another album, we'd be able to talk about it without feeling a little bit of disdain every time we play her music on the show. But good stuff. In at number two. It's me. Myself and Dave obviously had her in there, but we both had her down for number one being
how wrong
Taylor
you
Swift. Oh, you're getting cocky now. She's in last second with the one
well,
thing
I'm
she
just,
got right.
I'm just happy for my girl.
What are you talking about?
Because who's number one?
Sure, Beyonce was at number 24.
No, she wasn't.
She was.
No, she wasn't.
She was.
Play the next track.
Wasn't it, Callum? She's already been... she was listed ages ago. All right, meaning number one, according to Billboard, even though this hasn't been officially announced, they're still gatekeeping their winner, but it's being widely reported that number one is, of course, this human.
Woo! Yeah.
As much as it is being so widely reported that it is Beyonce, I would love nothing more than to wipe the smile off your face and for it to be someone else. Can you imagine the top however many lists and there's no Beyonce whatsoever?
That would be mental.
There'd be riots, to be honest with
there
you.
There would.
So it probably looks like Beyonce is, she's so consistent. She's been consistent since the year 2000.
Come on, Destiny's Child, the whole journey all the way to the end. Taylor's only getting going.
Taylor's only getting going. Taylor's just been around forever, darling.
She hasn't. It's about 2008. It's not long enough.
We're giving you your chance to win with the voucher Ireland in a sec. I just can't believe we're coming into this time of year where I was chatting to my housemate Emer about this the other day. From now until Christmas, the shops are going to just be heaving, aren't they?
Yeah.
That's just the way it's going to go.
I was just walking around town on Tuesday evening, like, and it was definitely more than just a post-work crowd.
Yeah.
There was like couples with babies in their buggies taking pictures together. I was like, lads, it's Tuesday evening in November. Relax.
Yeah, get it together, yeah.
Yeah. I had to send my mom my Christmas list the other day. And like, it sounds so, I don't know, it's such a first world problem, but I was like, actually, I don't know what I want. Why do you do that every year?
Do you guys do Secret Santa or just you all buy for each other?
No, we just all buy for each other, but we just have like a limit on it, so it's not like loads or anything. But I was just sending her my list and I was like, so no, don't know what I want. Don't want anything. I'm so selfless. I don't want anything. And then I'm like, actually, I want like 20 things.
Yeah. What kind of stuff?
20 or nothing. That's what I asked for. Perfume, keyboard lessons. Oh. I'd like to do that. Or a book.
I thought you meant to learn how to use a computer keyboard. No. I was like, geez, that bad.
Or a book, Keyboard for Dummies.
Yeah, okay.
One or the other. Cool, costs probably €500, one costs 20.
I know what I was doing if I was your mum.
Yeah.
Well, listen, all this week on the show, we want you to win again. They were with us last week as well, giving away Whopper prizes. Voucher Ireland. And if you are looking for Christmas presents, well worth checking out what's there at voucher.ie. It's live and we're celebrating, giving away, as I mentioned, some great prizes.
Yeah, they've got loads of cool things, like experiences, like amazing spa days, afternoon tea, or a meal out. And then they've also got a great range of products, kids, toys, home essentials, fashion, jewellery, Christmas decorations. It's a great site to have a go on, especially at this time of year.
Absolutely. So we've a couple of people on to give the slash this morning trying to win with voucher.ie. That is Lauren and Celine. How are you this morning, Lauren?
I'm all good. I'm just travelling into my mum.
Oh, very good. Where is she?
Andrada.
Oh, you're going up.
Well, I'm only in Betty's town, so I'm only going over.
Okay. Yeah. And you're still able to get us up there, yeah?
Yeah.
Not a bother. We need to sort that out.
You're still...
You're still there, Lauren.
This doesn't make any sense because she's listening to us on a phone.
All right, Lauren, good stuff. Listen, we also need to talk to Celine this morning. Celine, where are you? Are you in Dublin?
I am, yeah. So I'm just in Swords.
Good woman. And what's the plan for you today, this morning even?
The plan is a bit of Christmas shopping.
Oh, well done.
Good morning.
You going Pavilions?
I am indeed, yeah. The local.
Should be nice and quiet at this time, maybe?
Should be. Just drop the kids to school, so it tends to be the good time.
Yeah, totally. Good shout rather than in the evenings. All right, listen, here's how this is going to work, guys. This is essentially just like a penalty shootout type game. We have 10 doors in front of us. Santa is behind one of those doors with a voucher for you from voucher.ie, and essentially you're just picking numbers. Look at the draw. So Lauren, you're on line one. Do you want to pick a number first?
7.
No joy there, Lauren. Over to you, Celine.
9.
Nothing there either. All right, Lauren, what do you think?
2.
Back to Celine.
Can I get 10?
Okay. Go for 10.
Right, Lauren, back to you again. You still have 1, 3, 4, 5, 6, or 8 to choose from.
5.
Ooh, it's going to be a long one. Celine.
4, please.
You're shite at this.
All right, left is 1, 3, 6, and 8, guys.
Lauren.
1.
No, Celine. 3, 6, or 8.
Like, people need to go and visit their mothers. People have Christmas shopping to do. Can we get on with this, Lean, please?
8, please.
Oh! Ho, ho, ho! Christmas.
Would you look at that, you've gone and done it, Celine. Good stuff, fair play to you.
Oh, brilliant.
Lauren, so sorry about that. Tell your mum we were asking for her.
Thanks.
Talk to you later. Bye. Bye, bye, bye. Shall we find out what you've won, Celine?
Oh, yeah.
It's no joke. You've won a one-night bed and breakfast stay for two people, including executive room upgrade at NYX Hotel Portobello.
Oh, lovely.
That's gorgeous.
Very nice.
I know the one that's there at the canal. Happy days. Book that Christmas party stat. A lovely night in town for you. Unreal.
Thanks very much.
You're
delighted
so welcome.
With that.
Cheers, Celine. Thanks for listening.
Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. I'm definitely booking that quickly now. Try and get a little booking
absolutely.
For over the...
I'm looking up the NYX. It's fab.
Yeah.
Very glam.
We have 2 more days of prizes with voucher.ie. Who knows what will be there tomorrow. So keep listening for your chance to win. And tomorrow we'll give you a chance to win with them. We'll do that. Ask for the suit you at about 7:30.
7:30. Yeah, I'll just set an alarm.
Do you have any plans?
I'll just set an alarm just in case I'm not up for that time.
You're listening to Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Sabrina Temperature and Taste on Spin with Emma, Dave and Aisling. Tomorrow being Thursday's show, our Dave called in sick today. Will the girly quiz happen or we pull a random man from the street to play at half 8 in the morning?
We'll drag him out of bed for the girly quiz.
I think we should drag a random man from the street to come in and play.
Someone's getting dragged.
Michaela's on the way. We'll catch you back here in the morning. Have a great day.
You too, bye.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.